Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Norm Voss, who's president and CEO of Kernitex USA. Norm, how you doing?
Very well, and you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. I wanted to talk to you because this week we run some news about the fact that your $45 million expansion, which we talked a little bit about last year, is well on its way. Why don't you give us an update with what you're doing there?
Well, we've pretty well completed a new distribution warehouse, about 225,000 square foot of floor space, and we're receiving equipment for our new laminating line and our new floor profiling line.
Okay.
Later, we have a heat source that we're adding and a system to convert our wood dust into a very efficient fuel product.
Okay, and this is in Barnwell, South Carolina, right?
Correct.
I think the first thing that people would be curious to know is that this recession that keeps going on and on seems to never be over, and we're watching the figures, and I know you're kind of a student of those numbers yourself, and we're seeing that the laminate market is certainly not on the increase, and some people would say may even slightly be on a little bit of a decline. So I guess you were thinking that down the road the picture's going to be different. Is that where you invest in for the future, or tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's a couple of things. I don't think the laminate volume has dropped nearly as much as what many of the trade magazines have reported. Secondly, our volume has continued to grow through 2008, 2009, 2010. So we need the capacity. But more importantly, or most importantly, we need to diversify the product mix. We're intent on being able to make a much wider array of products and to be able to fill all the price points that are typical for the laminate industry. And that requires different kinds of equipment for different kind of products. And the new line we're putting in makes products that we can't make on our other two lines.
And historically, those products you had been selling in this country, but you'd been bringing them over from your European operations, is that right?
That's correct. But the designs in Europe are quite a bit different, as you know, than America, and they do not have enough capacity, even if we wanted to grow that kind of business from Europe. And right now, it's much more competitive for us to make those products in the United States than to make them in Europe.
Some people are thinking that the laminate business has suffered a little bit from share take on the LVT side. Do you agree with that?
I can't really see it. It's very possible, but it doesn't seem to affect any particular price points or products that we're selling in any of the channels. So I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. And, you know, since I think you and I have talked in the past, last year we heard about Wilson Art exiting the market. Is that giving you some opportunity?
Some, yes. It's specialty retail. I think we've probably replaced quite a few displays that space might have been taken up by Wilson Art's displays. And certainly that would have generated more total volume. But in itself, I don't think it was big enough to have a major impact on our volume.
Yeah, okay. As we look at the laminate market, I know the process you use is direct pressure. There's a lot of new technology that's out there. There's this powder technology that you hear from Belinge, and there's this direct print technology that you see out there. Where does that fit in the marketplace?
Well, we've been involved with those technologies in Europe from the beginning. In the case of direct print, it requires quite a bit more scale, mm-hmm. and since the size of the European market, just from a sheer population basis, is twice the size of the American market, and from a market share basis of laminate in the flooring industry, it's probably three times as big.
Yeah.
I don't foresee us having the scale to make a lot of investments in direct printing at this time. The other technology is still being developed, and we'll just have to wait and see what that powder technology turns out to be.
Okay. Why do you think that laminate is a more widely accepted floor covering option in Europe than it is in the U.S.?
Because it's a much bigger hard surface market. I think it's almost the reverse of the American market in terms of soft surface carpet versus hard surface hardwood tile laminate. So it's an easier market for laminate to take a bigger share of because it's a bigger hard surface market. It's that simple.
Okay. But what do you think is going to happen to the pricing of laminate moving forward? Do you think this will stabilize or eventually go up some?
Well, it has to. If the commodity chemical prices continues to go up, it's been rather dramatic since last fall through at least February of this year. The chemicals that are used to make the core board, the commodity chemicals that are used for impregnating the papers, have gone up dramatically, and that eventually will have to get passed on through the supply chain to the product. On the other hand, those are international, globally traded commodities, and sometimes they go up as fast as they go down, and we take a lot more time, and it's a lot more difficult for us to adjust our pricing. So yeah. It's to be seen yet.
All right, good. Back to Cronix for a second. When I was talking to Travis Bass about this expansion, I think last fall when you first announced it, he was talking about how you approach the market in the U.S. kind of like a three-legged stool. You approach the independent retailers with two brands. You have the Chronotex brand and the Formica brand, and then you also have the leg where you sell through the high-volume specialty stores, right?
Right, absolutely.
And that's going to continue to be your approach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think our approach is to be competitive at all the price points and all of the channels and use our efficiency and our technology to expand the channel as much and expand the product category as much as to expand our share of it.
Okay. And when will the products that you've been making in Europe that you're going to be making in this country, when will you be online with those?
We expect startup in the July-August period, but we should be in full production by September-October.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, Norm, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Norm Voss, who's president and CEO of Chronotex USA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.